This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS-10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
We take you to South Africa now, where the local currency, the rand, is slightly weaker against the greenback in early trade, with analysts attributing the weakness to a drop in metal prices. The dramatic decline of gold, platinum, and other industrial metals over the last 2 days has been the primary factor undermining the local currency. Bullion prices fell to a level that was more than 2 weeks lower due to profit-taking and an easing of worries over the Middle East conflict. It is currently trading at 19 rand 19 to the dollar, or 0.992 the dollar. To talk to us more about this, we joined on the line by Chief Economist Dr. Azar Jameen. Good to have you with us once again, Dr. Jameen.
Good day to you and your listeners.
So, Doctor, are the factors attributed to the tumbling of the rand, making it difficult for emerging markets like South Africa? And what does this mean for the economy?
The tumbling of the rand obviously increases inflationary pressures somewhat. But I think calling it tumbling is an overstatement. The rand has been trading somewhere between 18 rand 40 and 19 rand 50 to the dollar for the better part of a year now, and seems to oscillate between those two extremes. And the most recent depreciation from, say, 1870 to 1920 currently, it's not a huge depreciation, so I think it's overstating that it's tumbling. But yes, I think what has affected it has been the fact that the prices of gold and other precious metals, especially platinum, palladium and rhodium, which had risen in sympathy with gold, have fallen back quite sharply. Those metals had increased previously because of fears of a Middle East conflict. But more recently, one sees that both Iran and Israel have been talking down the possibility of conflict, and that has eased tensions there. But there are other factors also weighing down on the rand. More generally, internationally, there has been a realization that inflation is not coming down very rapidly, and that interest rates, which had been expected to decline 6 times in the United States through the course of this year, there are some who say that interest rates will not decline at all this year, and may even increase now because of an difficulty in bringing down inflation. And so that has caused the dollar to strengthen. The dollar is particularly strong because it means if interest rates don't come down, you'll be able to carry on earning 5.5% interest on your dollars for an extended period of time. And that compels the South African Reserve Bank to keep our interest rates very high. But it also puts pressure on the so-called carry trade, whereby international investors, a quick turn that they make is to borrow money in dollars very cheaply and to then put the money into other emerging market currencies such as the rand, where the interest rates, long-term interest rates, are very attractive at 12-13%. But if the dollar interest rates don't come down, then it doesn't become quite as viable and as profitable to exercise this carry trade option. So that's another reason why the rand has been relatively weak lately.
So do you see this vacillating pattern of the rand dipping between this 1840 to 1950? Do you see that continuing over the next few weeks, or should this be an extended pattern that we should be expecting?
I think I expect it to continue. There's also the other factor that I haven't mentioned is, of course, there is some nervousness around the general elections that will be held at the end of May. Some people are concerned that it might see the ANC losing badly and forming a coalition with MK and the EFF. Although I don't see that as particularly likely, but that is a concern that people have, because such a coalition would embark upon very populist economic policies, spend like crazy as a government, Inflation would surge as well, and that's what they're scared of.
Are in conversation with Chief Economist Dr. Azaz Amin as we focus on the unpredictable rand, although it really has been vacillating between the 18 rand 40 to 19 rand 50 to the dollar. Dr. Jamin, as we come back to you, I was asking you, what can be done to stabilize the currency? Is it a matter of waiting until after the elections so everything is quite clear as to what the political climate in the country will be? Or are there factors that are at play here?
I don't think that you will see things settling down completely immediately after the elections, obviously depending on what the outcome is. But, we are heading for an era of coalition politics, so there's going to be quite a lot of tension and concern about what political formations, even after the election. The best that can be done at the moment, and the central bank and national treasury are actually trying their best in that regard. The South African Reserve Bank is keeping interest rates elevated for an extended period of time. There had been hopes that they might cut interest rates before too long, but the central bank governor has made it quite clear that there is no point in cutting interest rates right now, and that will help to keep money flowing into the rands to take advantage of the country's relatively high interest rates. And secondly, the government itself needs to continue committing itself to fiscal discipline, not to allow borrowings to surge and spending to surge in such a way as to generate huge inflationary pressures. Those are the two general factors. What also could help is if we see this extended the period of no load shedding that we've had for 28 days or whatever, continuing into the future, and then people will gain a little more confidence that we may not have the electricity outages that we had last year repeating themselves this year, and that, of course, would help economic growth.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African Perspective.